Emily Kingsley is an American writer of children's books, but she's also wrote for Sesame Street. And she was instrumental in the 70s and 80s of including disabled children as part of the show, a child in wheelchairs and stuff, because that had not happened by that time. And that's because she herself had a Down syndrome child. And she wrote this parable called Welcome to Holland. I don't know if anybody's ever heard it. But it's about her experience for planning for the birth of her baby and how it's like planning for the trip to Italy, her trip to Italy, especially when she found out that her child was going to have Down syndrome. She said it's like, you know, a trip to Italy, you go and you buy a guidebook, you map an itinerary, you even learn a few Italian phrases. Then she says, finally, the exciting day arrives. You tag your bags, you double check your passport, the plane tickets, and you leave for the airport. Your flight is called, you say goodbye to all your friends, you board the plane, take off, and you settle back to enjoy the trip. A few hours later, the plane lands, and the stewardess says, in a very cheery voice, welcome to Holland. And she says, Holland, you ask? I was supposed to go to Italy, not Holland. So my whole life I've been planning to go to Italy. The flight attendant says, I'm sorry, but plans have changed. Change in plans, and so you get off the plane in a shock and get your bags and go through customs, and as you leave the airport, you can't believe what has happened. But then you begin to notice that Holland isn't a terrible place. It's just a different place. You go to a hotel, you buy a guidebook, and you set out on a tour bus. You notice that Holland is less flashy and much slower than pace than Italy, but it does have tulips and quaint windmills and even Rembrandt paintings. And then she says, in the days ahead, you meet people coming and going to Italy. Everybody raves about it. And for the rest of your life, you say, that's where I was supposed to go. That's where I had always dreamed of going. And the pain, she says, of the experience of a lost dream never goes away. Never goes away. And then she concludes with, but if you spend the rest of your life regretting the loss of a dream, you'll never enjoy the many lovely things Holland has to offer. So Emily, you know, is parable talking about her own life and how life plans changed for her once she had her child with Down syndrome, is a parable that kind of fits also the words of Jesus in today's gospel. Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. So Emily Kingsley had spent the rest of her life, you know, regretting the loss of her dream. If she had done that, she would never have enjoyed the many lovely things that Holland had to offer, that God had put in her life. Instead, like a grain of wheat that fell to the ground, died, and bore much more, she had to let her dreams fall into the ground and die. And as a result, it bore much fruit in her life, the least of which was to discover the many things in store for her in her new life. It also allowed her to do a lot of writing and wrote this beautiful parable that inspired many other people to go on with their life, to die to self and our own wants in order for a greater life to grow. But more importantly, it inspired people to get on with their lives and to discover the many beautiful and great things that are to be experienced in the life as it is given to us, not as we want it to be. So chances are we've all had the beautiful dreams that have died in some time in our lives. For example, we dream of doing great things. You know, when we're off in high school, into college, dreamed of being successful, dreamed of having a perfect marriage and a perfect family with perfect children. As we got older, we realized that, you know, we would be somewhere else than that. And others would be in our lives that we thought were going to be in our lives all of our time, for whatever reason, now is gone. And we have to walk without them. the health of a loved one or ourselves. We had the dream that as we got older, this is where we was what we would do and be. And then we realized that health kind of limited everything of our loved one and of ourselves. It makes it impossible to do the things we want to do. But things do not always turn out the way we thought they would. So psychologists, you know, talk about the midlife crisis or the crisis of limits. Is really when it comes a time in our lives when we become aware that our dreams are not going to be realized in the way we had hoped. You know, when this time comes, it becomes so easy to blame other people for the loss of our dreams. Or to blame the bad breaks, because I never got a break. You know, it was, we had to make, you know, it made it impossible to realize those dreams. But living like this is like being or having that grain of wheat that Jesus is talking about and refuse to let it die. Refuse to let it die so we allow the regret or the anger or the depression to take over our lives. And as a result, we never discover the many lovely things that this life does have to offer, that Holland has to offer, as she says. To put it another way, we're reluctant to pick up our cross, the cross we've been given, and follow Jesus. You know, when we do not hold on to regret or, you know, but pick up our cross and follow Jesus, we discover something we never anticipated or could ever have dreamed of. What we thought was going to be maybe a very heavy cross often turns out to be one of the greatest blessings. That's why Jesus says, pick up our cross. You know, there's a saying that goes like this. I can say with complete truthfulness that everything I have learned in this world, everything that has enhanced and enlightened my experience has been through affliction, has been through the struggle of the cross, where I had to let things die. But those have been some of the most powerful experiences I've had in life. You know, and then I have to end with another quote from the ever famous in my life, The Lord of the Rings, right? Yesterday, I saw some people roll their eyes. I was like, oh, here he goes again. But I just think there's so many quotes in that movie. But anyway, in the book too, but of course, it's a long, long time ago for the book, but the movie anyway. So anyway, Frodo says, he's sitting there with Gandalf and he says, you know, everybody knows the story, right? You got the ring, got to throw the ring into Mordor, you know, into the dooms, in the doom there. And so he's got to travel. That's the journey. And he says, I wish the ring had never come to me. I wish none of this had ever happened. You know, because life was getting very tough for him. And Gandalf says, so do all who live to see such times. But that is not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given us. So as we approach Holy Week and Palm Sunday next week, you know, and the journey with Jesus to the cross, where you have the sense that he knows he's got to die in order for new life to come, and that we ourselves must imitate that same kind of experience, may we remember that we too are to follow Jesus with our own crosses that we have to bear, and that make, in the end, we believe, make us holy. You know, that's important in our faith. And when all is said and done, it will only matter how holy we have become. That's what's important. How holy we have become while we have spent our time here on this earth.